She came to live with us for a while a few years ago, and it was so cool having a girl in the house. She just sorted all the boys out. It was amazing. Like, dinner times, you know, were typical boys' dinner times, and then we suddenly had this young woman at our table who was just, like, keeping them all in line with manners at the table. It was awesome. So, yeah, you're welcome in our house anytime. But between then and now, you've become a mum, and you're like a fully experienced mum now of several years. And so today, Stas has got something really cool for us in that it's a Picha Kuchu, I think that's what it's called, or Picha Kuchu. Yeah, and it's 20 pictures, 20 seconds per picture. There's this idea around that maybe I should preach like that. You know, we could shrink down my sermons quite a bit, but yeah, I hear it coming over there. So we're trialing it today with Stas, all right? So, yeah, over to you. I'll get that going for you.
Thank you.
Cool, you are all go cool. There.
Hi, everyone. A lot of you might not know me, but I am Campbell and Lorraine's niece, and I am Jeremy and Lindell's daughter. And I have recently moved back to Hamilton after being away for about maybe 5 years. And in that time, a lot has happened, and I have obviously had my daughter Eva. A lot of you might have seen her running around. So today, I am just going to share a little bit about my journey and what that has looked like. It's a very unconventional one, but yeah. So sometimes motherhood begins in the form of an unplanned pregnancy to someone you barely know, sitting in the middle of your bed crying, wondering if an abortion is the best thing for everybody. Sometimes motherhood begins by saying, okay, we're doing this, and taking it day by day, even when the days come in the form of 24-hour sickness. Morning sickness, if only. Also, do not get a puppy at the same time as being pregnant. Sometimes the excitement of motherhood starts in the form of finding out she is a girl. I was ecstatic. Josh, who is Eva's dad, was terrified. I have a note on my phone that I wrote down at 22 weeks saying, today I am sitting at my desk feeling overwhelmed by how much I love you already. Sometimes, most of the time, motherhood begins in the form of pain like no other. Holy, I was in for a rude awakening. This was also apparently the perfect time to have family photos. Like what? I don't know. So this was, I've got one where we're all standing there nicely, and then someone took a photo mid-contraction. I did. Yeah. All right, sometimes motherhood creates amazing, unique bonds that will last a lifetime, no matter what the future brings. So this is Eva's dad, Josh, and so obviously I'm in labour, but he was really amazing and still is. Sometimes motherhood does not begin with love at first sight. Sometimes it begins with incredible guilt because you don't feel the love that you think you should for this brand new tiny human. Sometimes it takes time, but it does come. Sometimes motherhood involves feeling an insane amount of love with a huge amount of sadness at the loss of your old self, of your old life. Sometimes motherhood means admitting to yourself that something isn't right, that panic and anxiety attacks are not normal, that crying for no reason, that feeling of trying to see through frosted glass is not how it is meant to be. This is what that feeling looks like to everybody else. Sometimes motherhood means asking for help. It means being diagnosed with postnatal depression after a year of being a mum and taking medication to help you feel slightly normal again, and that's okay. Sometimes motherhood looks like afternoons and snuggles. Seriously, the best snuggles. Most of the time, motherhood means putting people before yourself. It means saying no when you really want to say yes. It means sitting on the floor next to your toddler's bed for an hour when all you want to do is watch Netflix. It means cleaning the same mess 50 times a day. Motherhood means taking insane pleasure in watching them do things that they are crazy in love with. For Eva, this is her love of horses. Sometimes motherhood means agonizing over an insanely big and painful decision, a decision which means she won't get to see her much-loved daddy every day. It means guilt when she's crying, saying, "Daddy, Daddy," but you know you made the best decision at the time. Sometimes motherhood means you are the mum and the dad 80% of the time. This is hard. Mentally, emotionally, and physically. This will push you beyond anything you were capable of. Thank goodness for amazing family and friends. Sometimes motherhood means co-parenting. Josh and I still get along so well. I do not take this for granted, as I know this is not the norm generally. Motherhood is watching Eva and her dad together, feeling my heart swell at the bond that they share. Motherhood is a constant struggle of finding balance. Balance in absolutely everything. I'm yet to be convinced this is even possible. Sometimes motherhood is driving in the car, minding your own business, and getting a "wake up, mama," like I'm stupid or something from the back seat. Motherhood is doing your best to grow this tiny, sassy, and full of attitude person into the most loving, caring, and kind human they can possibly be. Motherhood is realizing not only how much you do for them, but how much they do for you. The way they challenge, love, and mold you into the best version of yourself is something that only they are capable of.